So let's finish with a superstar of STEM and a book about shipwrecks. Meet the author.
I'm Deb Fitzpatrick, and I'm a writer of books for kids and teenagers. What a joy and privilege it is to have been asked to write another title in the Aussie STEM Stars series. After the wonderful journey my first Aussie STEM Stars book took me on with Professor A.J. Rane's crucial work in women's health, it took me all of one nanosecond to agree to take on another, albeit very different, story for this series. Maddie McAllister, Shipwreck Detective, is a tale of many oceans, of people sailing across dangerous seas, in wooden ships in previous centuries, of a young girl falling in love with the ocean, and many years later, of that same girl becoming an archaeologist dedicated to studying the wrecks of some of those failed journeys long before her time. Maddie McAllister's story is one of adventure, passion, and hard work. Hers is a story that is proof of the notion that you can do what you love if you stay the distance and hold true to your interests. Her story is bound to inspire young readers to inquire deeply into the things that make them curious and to trust that their quirky fascinations are worthy of pursuit into their adult years. I hope you enjoy this excerpt from Aussie STEM Stars Maddie McAllister, Shipwreck Detective. Maddie is on the couch reading. She's avoiding her sister Ali, who often has friends over these days. They seem to spend a lot of time being loud together in Ali's bedroom. Mum's in the kitchen preparing dinner and has the radio on. Maddie's ears twitch when she hears someone talking about shipwrecks on the southwest coast of Western Australia.
What's that, Mum?
The radio. Something about shipwrecks down this way. Could you turn it up, please? They listen. The radio presenter says that a maritime archaeologist will be giving a lecture at the local RSL club next week about shipwrecks in the local region. What's a maritime archaeologist? Asks Mum. I've never heard of that one. Maddie has no idea either, but she does know one thing. She really wants to attend that lecture. Ross Anderson stands at the front of the room. Projected onto a screen behind him is a photo of Ross kitted up in full scuba gear, hanging off the edge of a boat. Maddie's heart does a double pump. Another diver. You're the youngest here by a long shot, whispers Mum as they take their seats. Maddie giggles. Everyone else has grey hair, Mum, apart from you. Or no hair at all, Mum winks. Ross explains that he has a degree in history and works at the Museum of Western Australia, where he specialises in the history of shipwrecks in WA. Maddie sits forward in her seat as Ross shares the story of SS Georgette, a ship that was wrecked near Redgate Beach, not far south of Busselton in 1876. She looks at Mum in amazement. They had no idea that there were shipwrecks, hundreds of years old, where they regularly swim and snorkel. Ross tells SS Georgette's incredible tale, focusing on the heroic work of Grace Bussell and Sam Isaacs, who rescued survivors from the wreck. Grace Bussell was only 16 years old, he says. Her father, Alfred, was among the founding colonial settlers of the Margaret River region. SS Georgette was a steamer, loaded up with jarrah timber for construction, bales of leather, casks of whale oil, and 50 passengers. Where were they heading? Asks a man sitting in front of Maddie. To Adelaide, says Ross. They departed from Fremantle and planned to go via Albany, but they never got that far. Maddie sits forward on her chair. Georgette sprang a leak, you see, and when the crew went below, they found the pumps had failed. Crewmen and passengers bailed with buckets for hours, but they were fighting a losing battle and eventually water filled the engine room. A lifeboat was lowered, but it was leaky and was soon half full of water. About 17 people were in that smaller vessel and everyone bailed for dear life. Good grief, Mum mutters. Some lifeboat. Over the next 24 hours, Ross continues, they were battered by waves of up to 2 metres and blown onto a sandbank. another lifeboat was put out, but both boats nearly capsized in the ferocious surf. Then, as one of the rescued folk later wrote in an account of those events, "On the top of the steep cliff appeared a young lady on horseback. It was so sheer they did not think that a horse could come down that cliff, but come down she did, at speed apparently, and into what was described as boiling surf." Ross clicks through some black and white photos of a young woman. "This is Grace Bussell," he says. The young man helping her was Sam Isaacs, an Indigenous stockman. Together they saved all but 12 of those 50 passengers adrift in the ocean. He clicks to another image, a painting of a young woman on a strong horse up to its neck in the ocean with a boat smashing against rocks in the background. A woman and child cling to the horse's saddle and the rider's legs. Ross says, "I really like this painting because it depicts what the two of them did that day. Over and over, Grace and Sam rode their horses out to rescue those terrified, exhausted survivors. It took them 4 hours. Grace was only 16. They put themselves in enormous danger. Every boat involved in the rescue was capsized." Manny stares at the image on the projector screen. She imagines herself on her pony, Lightfoot, doing the same thing. Those young riders' actions were later described as fearless and chivalrous. "Just incredible," an audience member murmurs. Ross clicks to a final slide. For her bravery, Grace was awarded the Royal Humane Society's Silver Medal. "The wreck of SS Georgette is still there where it went down," Ross says. "It's in 5 metres of water, about 90 metres off Redgate Beach. The site is protected under the Historic Shipwrecks Act of 1976. "All these years," Maddie thinks, "all these years she's been swimming in the local coves and snorkelling its reefs, and she's not known of this story. That beneath her, just around the next cape, is a real-life shipwreck holding the secrets and stories and memories of those who sailed on board and those who died in the churning ocean that day." Afterwards, Mum approaches Ross to thank him. She knows Maddie was enthralled by his talk. "There are plenty of shipwrecks in these waters," Ross says. "Georgette is just one. I could bore you to tears about all the wrecks around here." "It's not boring at all," Maddie says. "It's phenomenal." Ross smiles and says, "You know, if you're interested, there's a short course you can do. It's an introduction to maritime archaeology. It covers all the main stuff and is run by me and a couple of my colleagues." Mum looks at Maddie. "I'm still at school though," Maddie says. "That doesn't matter. The course is held on a weekend. It's 2 days, so it wouldn't interfere with school at all." Maddie's eyes widen. She looks at Mum.
And she became, as the book's title shows, Maddie McAllister, Shipwreck Detective by Deb Fitzpatrick.